Everyone gets their cravings while watching the games, and no one wants to be the one to miss the big play. Well, now Grubhub's got you covered. From the extras to the essentials, Grubhub now delivers all your go-to convenience items all day long. Whether it's that late-night snack craving or you forgot to get the paper towels from the grocery store, enjoy convenience delivered right to your door, just in the nick of time, and you'll never have to leave the house. Order your convenience items through the Grubhub app or online today.
Julian, after all you went through last week, the bad game in Tampa, the shakeup, 3 wins in 10 games, how much did you guys need this?
Yeah, I mean, we needed it bad, obviously. But, you know, not for a win in the column, just to set a standard for who we are as a team. I think we've been preaching that we want to be a physical, tough, resilient team, and I think that showed today in a lot of ways. And so that's we're happy how we recovered.
So you guys lost a couple of guys' injuries throughout the game, so that had Aaron Robinson playing in a key moment after, you know, he missed all training camp most of the season, and it seemed like he stepped up. Like, what did it say about him, and what did you see from him today?
Yeah, I think Aaron's a quiet guy normally, but underneath he really plays with a lot of swagger and energy. I think he did a great job today of stepping up in a big way. We mixed some things up for sure, and, you know, that's crazy for a guy, like you said, who wasn't in camp, who didn't play a lot this season yet. And so, I mean, I'm so proud of that guy, and he does everything the right way. And so, yeah, we really love to see that from him.
On that pass to the near the end zone to Rager at the very end, What did you see on that?
Yeah, we were in man coverage, and as soon as I saw corner of my eye, Hurts kind of dropped back. I took off to the corner of the end zone, hoping for a tip ball, and of course I got one and didn't come up with it. But, you know, as I'm running back, I see Aaron stride for stride with him. And, of course, he made a great play and defended it well. And obviously, I won't come down with that, but, you know, we got the win.
Did Rager drop it, or did Aaron bat it away?
No, Aaron was definitely in there. I think just applying pressure. And,
I think he's talking about the very last play.
Yeah, the very last play.
Very last one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that was a heart-stopping play, that last one. different than the previous one. That was a heart-stopping play, and I think he just played through it. And he was applying pressure all game, and sometimes that accumulates. And so, yeah, Rager didn't come down with that one at the end, thankfully. And so, yeah, I mean, that's just applying pressure by Aaron all game.
Julian, you guys have obviously been here in this rivalry, and you've seen Boston Scott on the other side, you know, turn into Barry Sanders against you guys. What did you see on the fumble and in that situation? Were you thinking, game over, this is it?
Yeah, so obviously being here, you know, obviously it was me and Pep the past 3 years who have been here. And Pep not being around, or he's recovering, I was trying to tell everybody, this guy, like, he's sneaky. He's Boston Scott's a sneaky player, and you might not be able to see it on tape, but he has some shake, has some great balance control. And so we really had to apply pressure to him, and obviously he, you know, has some runs today that we want to correct, we're going to correct. But then that play where he fumbled, I mean, that's Dex Lawrence, sexy Dexy, making a great play. Coming across, just being relentless in his effort like he always is. And, yeah, it's like he tossed me the ball. And so, thankfully, I caught that one.
On the sideline, did you know where the guys talking about you'll have to do it again? I mean, you're expecting to get back out there throughout the event statement?
Yeah, I think we were fully expecting. We couldn't relax. And so I think everyone was catching their breath because we knew we were going to have to go out and finish it, like we have done in previous years. You know, it always comes down to that last possession with these guys. You know.
What did you do specifically that made life so difficult for Jalen Hurts today? I mean, you guys really seem to have him off his game.
Yeah, you know, obviously he's pretty dangerous running the ball. They're finding that in their offense. With us, we just try to just play physical, just be, you know, play straight up and kind of make him throw the ball, so to speak. And, you know, he got some runs, obviously, but when it comes down to crucial passing situations, I thought we handled him well. And so that was part of the plan, and, you know, guys executed. And like you said, we had a circling defensive backfield today. We were all over the place, you know, in terms of positions. And so, I mean, that's a testament to how gritty we are in that back end to really make things happen.
Was there a sense that if you did make him throw the ball, that you were going to be able to make that many interceptions, that many takeaways?
Yeah, he's very talented, but we wanted him to, you know, beat us throwing. And so, obviously, he has some great runs, which we want to be better on. But in terms of defending the pass, I thought we did a good job.
All the attention on coming out of Monday's game was on the offense, obviously. Maybe coaching change. What was the defensive mindset coming in today after that game?
Man, we knew it was going to be a dogfight. We knew, you know, what Philly has been doing in previous weeks. They've been kind of getting their stride. And, you know, coming out of Tampa, we knew we could have played better on defense. We didn't, you know, we played solid. We knew we could take the next step, and we knew we were going to have to this game. And so that was our mindset going into it and through the entirety of the game, just really getting after it, especially, you know, versus their offense.
Everyone gets their cravings while watching the games, and no one wants to be the one to miss the big play. Well, now Grubhub's got you covered. From the extras to the essentials, Grubhub now delivers all your go-to convenience items all day long. Whether it's that late-night snack craving or you forgot to get the paper towels from the grocery store, enjoy convenience delivered right to your door, just in the nick of time, and you'll never have to leave the house. Order your convenience items through the Grubhub app or online today.